Under the microscope, Tory areas dodge lockdown, wealthy areas and Tory seats are avoiding local lockdown, according to health officials' emails leaked to The Times. Matt Hancock, the health secretary, decides which areas should go into lockdown during a weekly meeting. But there is no threshold for COVID-19 infection rates to trigger this. Richmondshire in North Yorkshire, which includes Rishi Sunak's constituency, and is among the least deprived areas in Britain, has avoided lockdown despite an infection rate of 73 new cases for every 100,000 people. This is a higher rate than Wolverhampton, Crawley, Lancaster, and Oatby and Wigston, which all remain under local lockdown. One third of bosses plan layoffs. Over a third of UK employers plan redundancies in the next 3 months, according to a YouGov poll of managers. This is evidence that the government's so-called job support scheme isn't working. Then again, Sunak himself said, "I can't save every job. It's not too late to extend furlough, and this is what unions should be fighting for. It's not too late to save jobs. Nationalize those firms threatening redundancy under democratic workers' control." 20,000 cases at Amazon. 19,816 Amazon workers in the US have contracted COVID-19 since March, the company reports. At the same time, Amazon's profits have soared. Last quarter they achieved record profits of $5.2 billion. Vaccination. Don't get your hopes up. Less than half of the UK will get a COVID-19 vaccination. Many of us, encouraged by the government, have been holding out for a vaccine. The head of the government's vaccine task force says that hope for the whole population to be vaccinated is misguided. She also says there will be no vaccines for people under 18, only for those over 50, health and care workers, and the vulnerable. Big Pharma has huge resources and fat profits. Nationalize it to guarantee vaccines for all. Distribute them under democratic working class control. Tory NHS disruption hypocrisy. We could be looking at tens of thousands of avoidable deaths within a year. These are the words of the Tory former health secretary, Jeremy Hunt. The NHS that he, until recently, presided over, has found itself overwhelmed and unable to cope during the pandemic. Despite promises to introduce weekly testing across Britain for NHS staff, this has not happened. Failure to do so creates a real risk that the NHS will be forced to retreat into being a largely covered-only service during a second spike, Hunt says. If the NHS hadn't faced years and years of austerity and privatization, it would be much better placed to cope. Renationalize it, fully fund it, and give the staff a 15% rise,